Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You know what? We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field tonight.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
How good was that? Kevin Harlan saying, come on, Marshall. That was incredible.
I am not trying to get locked up, okay?
But one of the best voices in sports.
Yes, you're right. You're right. It was tempting.
We had a caller hit the line here. And they said that is a felony as well. I don't know if that is accurate, but...
Yeah, it was a serious person that was like, guys, seriously, don't do that. That is a felony, and you shouldn't be joking about it.
What were you going to do?
Well...
Grody had an idea. Tell him your idea, Grody.
Well, it was... What did Kevin say to stimulate that
drunk people and animals.
Oh, yeah, because you know, Lawrence, you know how Kevin Harlan loves to have fun with the broadcast, and he is one to announce it sometimes when a fan might run on the field.
I think he's drunk!
Exactly.
He's so good at that.
So we thought, like, of any of us, it would be Marshall that would be prone to running on a field, so that's what we did. We chose Marshall to get on a plane.
Hold on. Of the three of you, Marshall's the one that you chose?
I was listening to this live.
He's told in a while.
I was listening to this live, and I thought, maybe, is Marshall there or something? Because you were talking about it like it was possible this evening.
No.
He's not there. He's right here. I see him
right
here.
He's the least likely to do it. That's what makes it so funny.
Lawrence helped him with that. Lawrence helped him.
Grody is by far the most likely of the three of you to run on the field.
Projection is real, Lawrence. Projection is real.
By far.
This show needs a signature moment. So I think I might do it. I'll travel through the Nor'easter, and I will go.
Stop thinking it's a good thing.
I picture you, though, Grotz, if you're doing it somehow with Grobber's old cassette deck, like wrapped
the
around
Morant?
Your shoulder. Yes. Like, and you're running out there.
That'll be the
microphone.
Next thing they call me at the coffee shop.
That guy's
Morant.
I don't want to see.
I rolled into Texas accent there pretty hard. The Morant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we're talking like real sloppy game tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And Ben Johnson apparently wants that to happen.
Yeah. I talked to Ben Johnson with some other reporters, and he was like, yeah, give me this. He's like, football's meant to be played in the conditions, which surprised me a little bit considering how exact his offense is when it's running correctly.
Oh, I love didn't that. You make your money in a domed stadium?
Yeah.
But I'm worried about Cairo because Cairo's got a little something, right? Cairo's got a little something.
Got a hip.
Cairo has a little, we got to justify signing this other kicker.
Well, he's got a hip, and he's got some troubles over 55 when the rest of the league is hitting 65 with no problems, and we got a nor'easter blowing in. Yes.
Did you see the 67, by the way? That it like hit the upright and went over, and then it was like, no, they called timeout. I was like, oh.
Bengals.
The K-balls, man.
Evan McPherson.
There's something going on there.
Vic Fangio was pretty pointed in a recent press conference. It was
wonderful.
And he was like, that kid from Dallas is going to hit 70. And then he proceeded to use a Brady Anderson reference. I love it whenever
yes.
he talks.
And he proclaimed Hank baseball. Aaron as the home run king.
Yeah, Vic's got hot takes when it comes to baseball and aided stats. We want to thank Kevin Harlan. We want to thank Tashawn Reed for coming on and Russ Dorsey. Our transition with Spiegel & Holmes brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen & Bar, ice-cold beer, legendary food.
What's up, y'all?
Guys, we think that it is time to allow for this particular game against the Washington Commanders to be an inflection point for the head coach, Ben Johnson. And that is because, like the first like
it's
point.
It's an early one. It's an early one.
It's an early inflection point because... Okay, this is Ben Johnson on the bye. This is Ben Johnson talking about all the things with the running game and stopping the run that you have to fix. You need better screen passes, as he said about Caleb Williams. You need to kind of win this game. But Like, I think that tomorrow will be a good day, hopefully, to evaluate Ben Johnson further because of the extra time that he has had.
I will say that is the factor of this game with all the storylines. There's myriad storylines, Lawrence. Myriad. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
It has to be a hodgepodge, not just myriad of.
Cornucopia of them, but like...
I'm not sure that's how you say that word.
Medley? Cornucopia?
Cornucopia.
Plethora? Oh, veritable plethora?
A bastion? Jordan?
A plethora? A lot?
Big pile? Huge pile?
Ooh, a bunch?
Defecating?
I love the... a pile brings
and
you to that?
That's why Mark Grody is the most likely one on the field.
You are correct, Lawrence.
Making me think about the Dave the Cat's, you know, excrement habits.
Well, no, it's actually, for some reason, Marshall likes to use that word a lot. But anyway, Spiegel, you were saying.
I was saying that Ben Johnson off a bye is what I'm most intrigued by.
Yes.
Of this whole thing.
Yes, that's why it's an inflection point.
I don't know if I go to inflection point, but I hear you. But I'm most intrigued. Like, what you got? You got to look at your team now. And he's obviously smart. He's done a lot of different things. And he's got those options. So now what do you come out and say, this is what we do best at this point?
Is it because the Bears are 1-10 out of the bye the last 11 years?
That's part of it. But it's really just the fact that we haven't seen an offensive coach who like can genuinely be the guy who says, well, we can do a lot of different things depending on what people do well. We've had a lot of people say they're that guy and not be that guy. You know what I mean? And this guy actually seems to maybe be that guy.
There are coaches who know a playbook, and there are coaches who know how to create one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And Matt Nagy would tell us that he, you know, was going to create something, but then he'd be like, I was thinking that maybe this might work. And it was the same thing he always did. Again and again.
Because one knew a playbook and one knew how to create one.
Might we have to change our stance on it if the elements play a role?
Maybe. Possibly. Right, because it's just like chaos then, and it's not a real game, so to speak. Is that what you mean, Lawrence?
Yeah, like all the things.
How'd that work out when we treated the Niners and Bears game like that at Soldier Field here?
Oh, the opening game of the Matt Eberflus era.
The Bears won that game.
They did win that game.
They did.
And we took it seriously, didn't we?
Hits, baby. So many hits, principal stories.
I have so much advice for Justin Fields that I wish he would have taken.
Oh, my God, man.
Save yourself.
I felt
Don't
sad.
Don't take that job.
Oh,
dude, but if you want, like, get paid, man. That's the other part of
it. I get it, but it
like,
might
not. He's not doing football for charity.
I know, but it's just like, you could have gone somewhere else.
What were his other options? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if there were any that were out there.
Lawrence wants everybody that he has a fondness for to be a backup in Minnesota.
Or San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's actually a smart idea.
I hate to say it, but Green Bay, too, probably.
Maybe.
Am I wrong? I
mean, no, you're not wrong. Yeah. It's a similar tree of success of working with quarterbacks. It's like you just knew that the Jets thing was going to be bad.
And eventually Chicago. Maybe Chicago gets on that list.
That would be really nice.
That would be really nice.
I mean, they signed Tyson Bagent to a pretty coin.
Well, no, but I mean, just like if you have a guy who people become convinced knows how to build quarterbacks' confidence and help them be the best version of themselves, that's some sustained success you can have right there.
The Bengals played okay yesterday with Flacco. Would they be better off with Bagent?
Bengals?
I don't think so at this point. Well,
with the weapons,
it could all be timing, quick release. So maybe.
Because there were moments where Joe Flacco was like, he was slinging it. Like, and then there were moments like, oh, you're 40. Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't that his whole career, though? That's a good point.
There are moments where you're like, oh, wait, he's just Joe Flacco. Oh, hey, look at that. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's Joe Flacco.
The Carrington Valentine CD or T. Higgins versus the rest of the Green Bay secondary, that was making me chuckle quite a bit. And then Higgins caught that touchdown. He's like, bet.
Yep.
And I was the only one interested in that game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I was interested. No, I was watching it. It was
cracking me up.
I didn't think the noon slate yesterday was very entertaining. The games ended up doing what NFL games do all the time. They end up being one score games because that's kind of how the league is designed. But I was just kind of like, oh, I don't like these matchups. I'm not having fun.
Lawrence, I'm with you so much because especially anytime we're into bye week territory and there's a double Monday night football game, I already know what Sunday's bringing. Not much.
Yeah, I've kind of had it with the double Monday night thing too. But I get it.
What are we doing? Now, why are we doing another doubleheader? What's that about?
I heard Layla talking about this earlier that you got the map of Bears Raiders and it was just a map of Northern Illinois.
Basically,
Nevada. Like,
it wasn't even like most of Nevada. It was Southern Nevada. Like it was two specks.
That's the only coverage area for that game.
This is your guy's fault with the fake hot dogs and whatnot.
My guy.
We're still really mad about that.
Fake hot dogs.
Yeah, because like they didn't even take the time. Like, you could have just gotten the ingredients.
And dressed up a stadium hot dog.
100%. You literally took them out of the sleeve get at the stadium.
He's not going above 5 on the depth chart with that act. You know what I mean? He's staying right the hell there.
They were just plain dogs.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but don't then be like, oh, we had these frozen and overnighted from Chicago. No, you didn't. You sent someone 2 feet away to go get a hot dog.
As long as we're talking about play-by-play, our show had chatted a lot about it, but Friday night, the 15-inning affair.
Masterpiece.
Dude, Adam Amin and AJ and Adam Wainwright were so awesome and like overtired and hilarious and raw and sloppy, like that game. It was so great. Like, I felt like I was hanging out with people. I really enjoyed watching the game. And I've been saying this about AJ when paired with a pitcher for like, what, 4 years? Because when it was him and Ron Darling on TBS, I'm like, oh man, listen to that.
It's so good.
And now AJ and Wainwright, they just like, AJ doesn't do too much. And their ability to talk through every aspect of an at-bat, that was such a better booth than John Smoltz and Joe Davis. I cannot even freaking tell you. Like, AJ and a pitcher ought to be eventually the way that Fox goes with their number one booth. It was great. Adam Amin was great on Friday night.
Because they were just taking you through the game plan.
Just
hanging
out!
They were basically saying, like, if this guy hits his spots, like, what do you want to do? He's like, isn't that great that the first pitch was this? Like, the way they set it up was so... You felt like you were listening to them plan for a series.
And AJ's going, bunt! Why aren't you going to bunt?
Yeah,
they just don't do it anymore, man. I'm sorry.
Well, the calls for the bunt were hilarious.
Yes, it was so real.
He wanted to go home. That was like,
but that's also the game, Lawrence. You hang around a couple ex-players, that happens.
Yeah, I texted Adam because I thought he was so great. Because I went and saw Tron on Tron Ares on Friday night. Ooh.
Was it good?
No.
Oh.
It is not good, but
I don't know what the butt's going to be, but I'm interested.
There are two reasons why I would highly recommend going to see it or maybe even buying it if it becomes available.
Buying.
It is visually stunning.
So
and Nine Inch
theater.
Nails did the score.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it sounds so good.
Well, Nine Inch Nails or Reznor and his buddy Atticus Ross?
No, they literally did. Like, it's funny that you mentioned that because they did a whole interview about that.
Yeah, because Reznor and Atticus Ross have done a lot of stuff together.
Seven. Correct, but they wanted this branded as Nine Inch Nails.
Interesting.
This time. And it is... That part of it was great.
I'm all about that.
And I'm a big Greta Lee fan. I love her. But,
Bad. I got you, Lawrence.
But worth it. Like, even if you're like, oh, I got a couple hours to kill and I don't mind, like, worrying about what this movie is. Like, sitting there, Nine Inch Nails setting the tone with the music. outstanding.
I've seen all the Tron movies, so I was definitely going to catch it on.
Well, then you should definitely go.
Yeah.
So can I tell you what the least pleasant part of of my weekend?
Speaks. Let's hear about something bad from the weekend.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. The least pleasant part of my weekend would be
seeing Tron Ares.
Nope. After that game on Saturday night, when I drove up to go to Game 5,
watching Packers Bengals
in Milwaukee, leaving with Illinois plates on my car.
Oh, they were on you.
In that parking lot. That was a feisty, angry, salty, very happy, and deservedly snippy Milwaukee crowd on Saturday.
What were they saying to you, Speaks?
Spiegel!
Spiegel! But just like, come fans, go home, and screw you, Illinois! And the flags with Council's face on it and the L superimposed on top of that. Like, that dude's a villain for life up there. That was a extremely interesting atmosphere.
They got to tell the Dodgers fans to go back to L.A.?
We're going to discuss later the dynamic with that whole thing, but that was deeply unpleasant. After the Cubs could not get it done first and second, nobody out, 3-4-5 coming up in the sixth inning.
We hated the sixth inning as a team.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Saya throttled that ball.
He did.
Though.
You're right, man. He got a real good taste. Yeah, Kyle Tucker at 3-1 did not.
No, he did not.
Well,
here's
one
pitch planned
before
for you today. Today.
Today.
We are going to talk with Kurt Warner. That's at 2:40 today because he's still in London. So we're going to check in with him after he watched what was, I felt, a fireable move by Aaron Glenn yesterday in that game. We are also going to spend a lot of time talking about tonight's game, and we'll go back and discuss what's up with the Cubs with Sahadev Sharma. That's at 4:25. We'll ask him about his Illini, too.
Yeah, I got a lot of Cubs thoughts to break down from that series for sure.
When we come back, we are going to play What If with the Cubs. After Tanny's Open, next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.